This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
16 British Columbia artists, men and women, senior both in years and professional stature, are sharing their personal take on life, the human condition, aging, the passage of time, and the search for meaning and the purpose in life. Their exhibit is called Existential Elders, and it's on display at Nanaimo Art Gallery's downtown studio until August the 9th, 2014.
I stopped by the Nanaimo Art Gallery earlier this week to take a look at the Existential Elders exhibit, and I spoke with Nanaimo Art Gallery Artistic Director Jesse Birch.
Jesse, tell me a little bit about the Existential Elders exhibit.
Existential Elders is a group exhibit of 16 artists from around Vancouver Island. I think three of them are from the Sunshine Coast. It was curated by Marcy Katz, an artist who lives in Deep Bay, and she submitted the proposal to us, and as soon as we saw the proposal, we thought it would be a really good fit for NUM Art Gallery. All of the artists are in their senior years, and the subject matter is related to their experiences as they age and dealing with different things that one goes through in the aging process.
Now, one of the things that I read about this exhibit is that it obviously deals with death as well. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only issue mm-hmm. that's involved in aging, and that's not the only issue that the artists explore. What are some of the other issues?
Well, I think it's everything about sort of assessing the passage of time, looking back and looking forward and looking about where they are now. And a lot of the work isn't directly speaking about death or aging per se, but is speaking more, I guess, allegorically or metaphorically. So there's a series of paintings of water by this artist named Robert Moon, and it's just water flowing through rocks, and on its own in a different context, you know, wouldn't maybe say very much at all in relation to the themes that I previously mentioned, but in the context of all the other works in the show, it starts speaking in conversations. So all the works are having conversations with one another. So if some of the works are directly about death or directly about sickness or directly about, you know, the process of aging or looking, you know, at the youth from the perspective of being an elderly person or a senior person. There are other works that are just of flowers in a garden or, you know, a tree decaying in the woods. All coupled together, they create an overall meaning, and that's what a group show can do. It's a sort of an experience that you read kind of like a narrative.
The curator of this particular exhibit is Marcy Katz, and she introduced another. I was doing some reading online about this. She introduced another theme, which is more or less about the artist's place in society, the aging artist. She wrote, "We're not typical seniors. We generally remain marginal and experimental, and we don't retire." Mm-hmm. What's your sense of the artist's place in society over, let's say, a lifespan? And you yourself acknowledge in your comments to the news bulletin that some of these artists haven't necessarily been recognized mm-hmm. during the course of their lengthy life's work.
Yeah, I guess recognized is subjective, like to differing degrees. I think the thing about artists is that life and work isn't black and white. So your life and your work blur together. So when someone who, you know, works at a 9-to-5 job per se gets to the age where, you know, one would traditionally retire, then it's a kind of a clear break. But for artists where there has never been like a break between life and work, it's more abstract. The idea of retiring is more abstract. Maybe you're not pursuing art as a career in the same way as if you did that when you were younger. But making art is something that people often need to do as a way of dealing with their experiences in the world and translating their experiences of the world into a language that doesn't necessarily use words, although it sometimes can, but a language which is in between the language of words, which is more quantifiable or something, and the language of just general expression, right? So art sits somewhere between there. This is something that people do. And, you know, some people, when they retire, then they become artists, right? So some people work their 9-to-5 jobs for their entire life and then decide to be painters now that they have some time on their hands. So if artists have been doing that in their entire lives, why would they stop?
Tell us a little more about a couple of these pieces.
Sure. One artist who I find quite interesting is Anna Banana. She's from the Sunshine Coast. For 43 years of fooling around with Anna Banana, or A Banana, as she goes by. What we have here is kind of a display that shows her practice for the last 43 years. So just in showing that sort of scope of work also shows the process of aging and evolving as an artist. Her work has always been really playful. So in the 70s, she was involved with a group of artists that were based in and around an institution called the Western Front in Vancouver, where they all had pseudonyms, or most of them had pseudonyms. There's Mr. Peanut, there's Dr. and Lady Brute, there's Tacky Blues Singer, there's Flaky Rose Hips, and Anna Banana was one of those people. They were really inspired by the Fluxus movement, most well-known relating to the French artist Robert Filliou, who visited the Western Front and really influenced a lot of these artists. So she was really tied into that kind of culture, and part of that culture was mail art. So she started sending letters from Anna Banana to all these different artists all over the world and getting things back. And she's continued that practice until today. So she has a huge archive of different materials that she's received from other artists, but also different projects that she's done. She's also done publishing projects. So what you see here is a binder with a lot of information about different things she's done over the years, and a little survey you can fill out to talk about your own experience with bananas. So she's collecting, she's kind of like a researcher, and she's collecting different people's experiences relating to bananas. So there's a place where you can show your knowledge of banana-related music, or you can tell your own story about the time when you slipped on a banana, or I don't know what kind of banana experiences people have, but it's a pretty fun thing to engage with, I think. And just by the fact that she's been so dedicated to her practice for such a long time, and that this is a kind of archive of that practice, I think it fits really well in this exhibition.
This is a lovely, larger space. I was also reading that you recently expanded as an art gallery, and it suits this exhibit really nicely.
Yeah, this is the second exhibit in the newly renovated downtown Nanaimo Art Gallery. And it's a very open space, and there are quite a number of sculptures in this show. And so it's nice to have space to move around the sculptures. We also redid the floor, and we neutralized it, and it's polished concrete now. And so there's not a lot of distraction on the floor to take away from the works that are sitting on the floor themselves.
What is this piece called?
It's called Joe Swallow's Coffin by Jeff Hartbauer and Joe Swallow. And it is what it says it is. It's the artist's coffin. Joe Swallow and her husband, Jeff Hartbauer, built coffins for each of themselves. It's made with wood that was cut down by one of the artists in 1979. And I guess they've been planning on using this wood to make their coffins for quite a long time. And then when Marcy Katz, the curator, invited them to be in the show, they thought this is a perfect opportunity to do this. I really like that they're doing it as part of art and as part of this exhibition. It's kind of a nice way of bringing the real sort of thing that confronts us, which is the fact that we're all going to die, but does it in a kind of a way that's both open and accepting and playful. So it's really interesting to have that to think about. And in the coffin is a shrouded figure, which is shrouded in Joe Swallow's fabric work that she does. She does a lot of weaving and I believe it's loom work. There's also a kimono that was designed by her in the space as well. So I imagine that she will be shrouded in the same fabric when it's her turn to actually use the coffin.
Now we're at the wall, and there's it looks like a whole series of statements, you said, by the artist?
Yeah, so Marcy Katz, the curator, asked each artist to write a little text about what it means to be an existential elder. It's a real pleasure to sort of read through them and to think about the way that they're thinking about this theme, and then to go and look at their works and reflect on the text. So that's, I think, one of the more pleasurable elements of this show.
I'm already drawn in. We were talking about Anna Banana earlier, and the first line of her statement is, "I'm much more devoted to my work than I was in the past." And next to her, Ed Varney says, "We all age at the same rate, a day at a time." And Donna says, "Aging has taken its toll on me." Mm. These are all invitations to have shared experience.
Yeah,
everyone can find themselves in there.
And like I said before, they show real wisdom. And one of the things that I think is great about this show is that it's definitely not only for seniors. You know, we're all aging. We're different stages of our life, but we're all aging. And mortality is something that we all are dealing with. So I think that it's a show that appeals. It can be appealed to anyone, really.
What have the responses been to the exhibit over the weeks it's been open?
Mostly really positive. A lot of people in the same sort of age demographic are coming in, and it sounds like from the way that people have been talking about it, they've been really identifying with a lot of the thoughts and the concerns that the artists are kind of dealing with. I think the overarching, like the strongest sort of thing that I see in the show is a general thoughtfulness. I think when you've lived a life, a long life, and you're in your senior years, you've accrued wisdom. And I feel like there is real wisdom in a lot of the works in this show. And people are responding to that.
Jesse, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Please come and see the show.
Jesse Birch is the artistic director at Nanaimo Art Gallery. You can find the gallery online at nanaimoartgallery.com. The Existential Elders exhibit runs until August 9th, 2014, and the Downtown Gallery is open from Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.